as people are finishing out the books here for 2023 and looking forward to 2024, what are some of the things that they need to be paying attention to or making sure that they include in their analysis of the previous year as they make plans for 24?
So the farmers in our association right now are preparing for their year-end analysis. Right now they're taking a good solid inventory of what they have, their assets, their liabilities, their grain inventories, their livestock inventories, their loan balances, those types of things, to get ready to do the year-end analysis. They're also finishing up their cash accounting, their bookwork, getting everything into proper categories, getting all that put together so we can do an accrual income statement where we take the results of their cash income statement and adjust it for inventory change to get a real true picture of what happened in 2023.
And what are some of the questions that people should be asking themselves and looking to answer as they go into this process?
Right. So when we finish up doing this analysis, it's going to show them, hey, did we make a profit in 2023? Did we show a loss? What type of crop did we grow? Did we grow an average crop? Well, in that year of an average crop, did we show a profit or did we show a loss? It's time to take a good hard look at our farm's finances to see how we're doing. I would say, even though we had a very dry summer, that on average in southern Minnesota, the producers probably did grow a pretty average crop. So it's a good time to take a look at how we're doing.
And how are interest rates and that kind of thing factoring into, just cost of inputs factoring into different decisions and changes that maybe you saw in 2023 or expect to see here in the coming year?
Right. So, increase in interest rates over this last year is going to have a very significant impact on their bottom lines. We've kind of gone through quite a number of years where interest rates were very low. Farmers didn't even really have to worry too much about it. Matter of fact, in my presentations, I didn't even really talk much about the interest rate ratio. But boy, now with what interest rates have done over the years, cost of money is really going to impact bottom lines, and farmers need to take a good hard look at how they're managing their inventories to keep that interest under control.
All right. Any other big takeaways here from, or like lessons from 2023 to pull with you into 2024 before we let you go?
Yeah. So 23 is probably the most expensive corn and soybean crop our producers have grown. And, the ones that did some margin management that went ahead and got some corn sold when they were buying those inputs when the prices of corn and soybeans were better than they are today, they're probably going to see some real dividends for having done so. So it's going to be real fun this year to get all these books analyzed and see the differences. There is a tremendous difference in producers out there in southern Minnesota in how they manage their operations. And I think now that margins are getting tighter, we're really going to see those differences.